Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today is the Feast of St. Josephat, and I will say something more about him in just a few minutes, but let's take a look at the first reading from St. Paul to Philemon, verses 7 to 20. Beloved, I have experienced much joy and encouragement from your love. Remember, this is St. Paul. Because the hearts of the holy ones have been refreshed by you, brother. Therefore, although I have full right in Christ to order you to do what is proper, I rather urge you out of love, being as I am Paul, an old man, and now also a prisoner for Christ Jesus. I urge you, on behalf of my child Onesimus, whose father I have become in my imprisonment, who was once useless to you, but is now useful to both you and me. I am sending him, that is my own heart, back to you. I should have liked to retain him for myself, so that he might serve me on your behalf in my imprisonment for the gospel. But I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that the good you do might not be forced, but voluntary. Perhaps this is why he was taken away from you for a while, that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a brother. Beloved especially to me, but even more so to you, as a man and in the Lord. So, if you regard me as a partner, welcome him, as you would me. And if he has done you any injustice or owes you anything, charge it to me. I, Paul, write this in my own hand. I will pay. May I not tell you that you owe me your very self? Yes, brother, may I profit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. What a beautiful act of generosity. And Paul's in prison when he says this. Think about that. When we're in difficult circumstances, are we generous to other people or not? We don't even want to think about other people. But if you can, when we're in trouble, ask the Lord to help us. Look around at others who might be in more difficulty than you are. And do what you can, even in the circumstances, to help them. That's what God wants of us, always to reach out and to help another, to be kind. I know I've often talked about my father, but I just want to say to you that really identified him. They would call him from all places across the country to get his advice. And he just owned a gas station, but people would call him many times, even from Detroit, or he would call them when he needed a problem solved or he needed help on something. He just called Detroit, and they would, "Hello, John, how are you?" And they would give it to him because he was so generous, so generous. Brothers and sisters, can we be more generous? Can we reach out more to others? You do not know, and I do not know, what good you might do. But we'll know it in heaven. Reach beyond yourself. If you can't because you have very little children, then pray for others. Just pray for others. God hears that prayer. Let's look beyond ourselves, though, and where possible, let us serve. Psalm 146 says, "Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob. The Lord secures justice for the oppressed. He gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets captives free. He gives sight to the blind. He raises up those who were bowed down. He loves the just. He protects strangers. The fatherless and the widow he sustains, but the way of the wicked he thwarts. The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, through all generations." You could say, well, my goodness, but this person has hurt me. They were probably already good friends. That's not what it tells us. It's not what it says. The Lord secures justice for the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives sight to the blind, sets captives free. The Lord, through his servants, and that's us, look around. Ask God what he wants of you. You may see several things. Choose one. See what is most needed. And do it because you are serving the Lord, who's using you as his hands and his feet and your voice. Bring God's love to them. You don't have to preach a great sermon. Just be kind, be generous, and do what you can. And then we look today at the reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 7 to 25. Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus said in reply, "The coming of the kingdom of God cannot be observed, and no one will announce, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is,' for behold, the kingdom of God is among you. But we can't see yet. We can't hear yet. But God is with us. He's right here." Please, brothers and sisters, it's not that he's hung out in some corner of the sky. He is all-knowing, all-present, everywhere. And so it tells us that he said to his disciples, "The days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. There will be those who will say to you, 'Look, there he is,' or 'Look, here he is.' Do not go off. Do not run in pursuit. For just as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first, he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation." Brothers and sisters, let him not be rejected by us. He is there. I know that. You say, "How do you know it?" Because I've asked God to increase my faith, because I love him very, very much, because I wonder many times what it will be like to see him. Each of us will have to give an account of ourselves before the throne of God. How will you stand when you stand there alone, one by one? How will you stand? Grateful, repentant, hopeful, because you know you've done your best. God knows that we're a human creature. God knows that we make mistakes. God knows that we sin. If we've asked for forgiveness of our sin, it's gone. That will not be brought up. Any sin that has been forgiven will not be held up before you in the kingdom of God. It's gone. It's done. How would your life be before the throne of God if you died right now? Would there be anything that you wish you had done? I'm not trying to be gloomy. I'm just trying to be real. I want to see all of us in heaven. I pray that I will be there. And I live every day that I know that's where I'm going. And I ask God's strength for the day. I make mistakes. I've sinned, yes, but I've asked his forgiveness, and he has given it to me. He is a God of mercy, but he won't overlook. So please, brothers and sisters, let's take an account today. Let's take an account of our lives. Where is my life? If I were to die today, would I be ready to meet the Lord? But I'd be ready to see him? Where would I be? Don't put it off. "Oh, yes, someday I should go to confession." Don't put it off. Go. Because honestly, brothers and sisters, I want to meet you all. I don't know who you are. I can't see you, although I have many wonderful letters from you. But I want to see you in heaven. I really do, and I'm praying that I get there. We're all praying, or should be. Please, brothers and sisters, live His commandments. In general, just be kind to one another. Be good to one another. Be generous to one another. And if you're on the end where you really need to receive help, may God's disciples come to you. Please, brothers and sisters, let us unite here today, that one day you and I, all of us together, are going to see one another in heaven. I'm going to see who you look like. I'm going to see what you do. I'm going to see how you are. I'm going to see my friends. I'm going to see my parents. Blessed be God, I hope so. I'm going to see all those who have gone before me. Brothers and sisters, what God has prepared for us, no man can even imagine. Please live your life in accord with that as much as you can. And when you fail, and we do fail because we're human beings, when you fail, then go and ask God's forgiveness. Please. He loves you. And I love all of you there. I would love to see you one day. And I surely will, I hope, because God will bring us all together. Where there be no more tears, no more crying, no more pain, no more death anymore. For the old world will have passed, and all will be made new. Please, brothers and sisters, take seriously what God has asked of you. Just take it step by step. And if you fail, just ask His forgiveness. Or if it's necessary, go to confession. But don't say, oh, I can't be good or I can't be good enough. Just respond to the grace. Ask God, God, give me the grace to be before you. Give me the grace to be holy, to overcome sin. Give me courage. Lord, I want to magnify your name as his mother did. That's what we want to do. We want to magnify the Lord's name. May it be so for you, and so for me, and so for all those whom we love. Brothers and sisters, I don't know if I've ever thought that strongly about this situation, but I am saying it. I want everybody who listens to Food for the Journey to be, I pray, in heaven with me one day. Me too, I'm praying for me as well. I want you all to enjoy eternal life with Jesus. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard. It has not entered into the heart of man to conceive what God has prepared for those who love him. Let's pay attention to that. Pay attention. Give God what is God's. Give your family, your friends what is theirs. And love him. Please love him for all that he has done and is doing for us. May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.